This is the Top Right Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983. Find your location at originalhooters.com. For those of you in the Tampa Bay area, you have your choice of 12 Tampa Bay locations. Daily lunch specials starting at $6. And remember, you can go boneless, 10 boneless wings, shaken in one of Hooters' signature sauces with a side of fries for only $9.99 all day, every day. I thank Hooters for their presenting sponsorship all season long of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. In addition, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by the Eagles Golf Club. Happy to have them back on the podcast this year. I will be playing in the craft beer tournament coming up this Friday at the Eagles Golf Club that also benefits a wonderful charity called Feeding Tampa Bay that provides meals for a lot of hungry people in the Tampa Bay area. The Feeding America charity represents a number of different cities and does great work, and the craft beer tournament with a portion of the proceeds going to Feeding Tampa Bay, a division of Feeding America, is this Friday at the Eagles Golf Club. I will be hosting my next event, Todd Wright Tour XII, will be coming up on October 22nd. If you're a football fan and you enjoy a fun day of golf with a lot of prizes, food, at a very inexpensive price, you're going to want to come out to play in my golf tournament. I'm already down to limited space available for the October 22nd golf event at the Eagles Golf Club. They have hosted us before with the Good vs. Evil event. They are hosting us again. The Good vs. Evil was on the Lakes course. My October 22nd event, Todd Wright Tour XII, will be on the Forest course. This is a very well-kept 36-hole, semi-private golf facility in a gated community. Very welcoming, though, to those of us who are non-members and non-residents. For more information on my tournament on October 22nd, you can email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. For a tee time at the Eagles Golf Club, just call 813-920-6681. Nice place for you to book your golf outing as well. Just ask for our friend Courtney Fox when you call. Easy name to remember. Trust me, she's heard it all. Most of it from me. All right, big surprise there. Okay, there's way too much to cover on this podcast as I record this on Monday morning. Obviously, was up late watching the Packers and the Falcons sifting through a lot of the injury information. So this podcast is recorded late Monday morning. If any information has changed by the time you listen to this podcast, that's up to you. I'm only going with what I can go with. Timing of you listening to this podcast, remember, we'll have a new podcast coming up on Friday to look ahead to the upcoming week three games and review the Thursday night game, which I believe this week is Rams and 49ers. Not a lot of fantasy stuff to get excited about, but there is one name suddenly surfacing. We don't know if it's a blip. Certainly isn't a trend yet. Nothing to get excited about, but it's worth mentioning. We'll get to it. We talked about the Monday night game, actually, on the Friday podcast. Nothing's really changed there as of the time of me recording this. Odell Beckham is still a questionable situation. If you've already decided by now, with every other game done in the NFL, you're taking it down to the wire with Beckham, I actually think he's going to try to give it a go. But if your game is dependent on it, then you need to know what another option is. Now, if you've already won your game and your opponent doesn't have any players tonight and Beckham's in your starting lineup and he doesn't play, don't waste the roster spot, dump somebody else and pick up, say, Sterling Shepard or Kenny Galladay from the Lions or something like that, or even Brandon Marshall, who tanked poorly in week one against the Cowboys, because you've already won your game. Don't overreact. But if you need points tonight and you're planning on playing Beckham and you find out 90 minutes before kickoff he is inactive, then you've got a decision to make. in terms of what else you're going to do. Now, you probably already had to make that decision because every other team's players are locked. You can't drop them to pick up another player. So I hope you had a plan in place, as I gave you last Friday night, because we're not going to know until the inactive, probably until the inactives are announced tonight. So there are no surprises in the Monday night game in terms of who you're playing in fantasy. If you have Matt Stafford, you're obviously playing him. If you have Golden Tate, you should be playing him. If you have Paul Perkins, you certainly shouldn't be playing him. Not because he's hurt, just because the Giants have no running game. As a matter of fact, really no running back tonight is worth playing, and I hope you did something else in terms of waivers or on your depth chart going into this week. If you drafted Paul Perkins or Amir Abdullah to be your RB2, then you need to start looking for other options going into week three. All right, let's move past the Monday night game because this podcast will have a lot of shelf life until we get to week three. I just overall, I know many of you, trust me, I'm one of them. There's just not a lot of touchdowns out there right now. Just Thursday night, we had a 13-9 game. We've had a 12-9 game. We've had a 9-3 game. We've had some big-time running backs put up relatively nothing, whether it's Le'Veon Bell in week one, Ezekiel Elliott or Shady McCoy in week two, nothing from A.J. Green. Patriots are putting up all kinds of points. Brandon Cook's owners are like, what's going on here? Don't overreact. It's 2 weeks. All right. What I hope for and what has probably happened for most of you is you're going to go into week three, 1-1. All right. The majority of people in fantasy football go into week three, 1-1. These names that we mentioned, barring injury or other extenuating circumstances, should still be in your lineup at least for another week or two. The Bengals have already made a change at offensive coordinator. The Bengals are better than they played, and I'm one of the biggest critics of Marvin Lewis, but they're better than this. I still am not touching their backfield situation, but if someone wants to dump A.J. Green on me, I'll happily take him. So don't make an overreaction and trade A.J. Green or Brandon Cooks or Shady McCoy off his bad game against Carolina. You don't need to be doing that yet. The Greg Olsen injury, speaking of Carolina, broken foot. For those of you in must-play tight end leagues, or if you're in a league like mine, where you can play an elite tight end at the flex position only as a W/T, Olsen says it'll be about 6 weeks. Most are saying it'll be a little bit more. I'm not going to hold Olsen. I know I invested a relatively high draft pick in him, not too high. But I'm not going to hold the roster spot for him. No. When he comes back, if I can get him back, if I want him back, great. But that's not, to me, a player that you hold a roster spot for. Even in a must-play tight end league, I don't know that he's worth the roster spot because this could be 6 to 8 weeks. His production at the end of last year was down. It was nothing special in week one. Nothing much before the injury in week two. I'll leave it to you. But as an Olsen owner, I am going to drop him. And I am going to look for tight ends elsewhere. Now I'm in a tight end optional league, so there are more tight ends available in a league like mine. All right, so through 2 weeks, some other observations. Tyreek Hill had the big play in week one. Travis Kelce had a huge game week two, speaking of big-time tight ends. Kareem Hunt again produced. Had to wait for it a little bit, but it happened. So those performers for Kansas City, definitely worth owning and worth playing. Now, Hill didn't do virtually anything. He was used sort of as a decoy, and the Eagles might have rolled some double coverage his way. Didn't get to see a lot of that game. As it wasn't featured a lot in the first half on the Red Zone channel. But nevertheless, huge game for Travis Kelce. with Gronk injured, might sort of be a week-to-week thing, big surprise with Gronk, and with Olsen out, Kelce might be firmly there as the number one tight end in fantasy football going forward. All right, what did we learn about the Dolphins and the Bucs? Jarvis Landry had 15 targets. That's funny. I thought they were phasing him out. I thought they didn't like him. 15 targets for Jarvis Landry. This is, I'm going to call it a throwback Jarvis Landry game. This is like a 2015 Week 7 Jarvis Landry game in the win at the L.A. Chargers. Jay Ajayi touched the ball 30 times. So he was definitely in your lineup. You drafted Jay Ajayi to be an RB1. He's an RB1. Devontae Parker had 9 targets and didn't do too much with him. So for those of you who are Jarvis Landry owners who are wondering what's his deal, now you know. And he's probably in your lineup week three, I'm sorry, with second game for the Dolphins. For the Bucs, many of you drafted Mike Evans relatively high, probably right up there with Odell Beckham Jr. dealing with an injury. It moved Evans up just as it moved Jordy up. Now Jordy is dealing with, I believe, a groin pull. But Mike Evans certainly produced for the Bucs, and Jacquizz Rodgers certainly produced for the Buccaneers. So if you did draft Rodgers either as a handcuff for Doug Martin or just because you knew he'd have some value the first month of the season, he is in the conversation now for RB2, maybe RB3, especially if you're an Adrian Peterson owner and you're looking for another option. If you have Jacquizz Rodgers, I would suggest making that switch. Right now, the Saints' backfield just isn't giving much of anything. Alvin Kamara was one of the hotter pickups week one, and I barely did anything in the Saints' loss to the New England Patriots. He did get snaps, but he didn't produce very much. Back to the Thursday night game. DeAndre Hopkins had 13 targets for the Texans. At this point, you fully expect they go forward with Deshaun Watson at quarterback, and you know, Hopkins is a clear number one wide receiver for the Texans. I'd approach him more as a wide receiver 2 slash wide receiver 3. You know, Watson's only real big play was a running play and the only touchdown in that Thursday night game, but still, you love the target volume. Anytime a wide receiver is getting double digits in targets, you got to find a spot for him in the lineup, even if he's dropping balls or not scoring touchdowns. It's volume. Take it. Mike Gillisley, second game in a row, he looks the part of the LeGarrette Blount role for the New England Patriots. 18 carries, 69 yards, 1 touchdown in a game the Patriots put away very, very early. For those of you that were smart enough to draft Mike Gillisley, you now need to think about making sure you play him, whether it's an RB2, RB3 situation, or a flex, until something changes in New England. Seattle's very toxic backfield for fantasy reasons. Chris Carson, 20 for 93. We've been hearing about this guy for weeks now. Again, there was sort of a bubble up on, well, you know, this is Thomas Rawls. I'm over the Thomas Rawls, and it's time. I think its time has passed. Thomas Rawls came on and had a big game in the absence of Marshawn Lynch, going back to like November of 2015. Seems like every time Rawls comes up in conversation to produce, he disappoints fantasy owners and he's disappointing Seahawks fans. So if Carson is available on waivers and you have a spare roster spot, even if you don't need a running back, running backs who get volume have value. You might even be able to flip in a week or two a running back on your bench for a wide receiver that you're actually going to play. Let's see. Todd Gurley, let's get to that. 2 touchdowns, 136 yards of tandem offense. It's not so much a welcome back. It's a more of a it's about time. We're not writing off Gurley the way we have written off Eddie Lacy. But for those of you that did invest something like a second-round pick, maybe a third-round pick, in Todd Gurley. This is why you play your picks the first couple of weeks. And at this point, do you play him on Thursday night against the Niners? Yeah, you probably do. Same with Carlos Hyde. I mean, at this point, you know, there's not a lot fantasy-wise to get excited about in a Rams-Niners game, but you would expect Gurley's going to get a chance to be productive, and Carlos Hyde will have a chance to be productive. I think both of those coaches would rather put the ball in the hands of those backs than their respective quarterbacks of Jared Goff and Brian Hoyer, who came over free agent from the Bears. The Tennessee Titans running back situation. It's another sort of iffy week for DeMarco Murray. May have nursed an injury through the second half of the game. More volume for Derrick Henry. Henry making the most of that volume, not explosive or anything, but just consistent. This does seem to be trending towards more of a 50-50 deal. So if you did draft Derrick Henry, you can start thinking about playing him. Keep an eye on the Murray injury. The more significant the Murray injury, the more likely you play Henry. And I know some owners are already trying to trade off DeMarco Murray because they're scared he doesn't have that RB1 value, and he might be right. Speaking of injuries, the Sam Bradford injury certainly knocked down the potential for production for Adam Thielen, for Stephon Diggs, and it allowed the Steelers to concentrate more on slowing Dalvin Cook. So if Bradford is still injured going into the Week 3 game against Tampa Bay, or he's limited, that hurts you if you're an owner of Kyle Rudolph, Stephon Diggs, Dalvin Cook, Adam Thielen. Speaking of injuries, the Packers could be without both Jordy and Randall Cobb. Keep an eye on this all week for their next game. That elevates the value of Davante Adams, Martellus Bennett, and Ty Montgomery has had a couple of really good games in a row here. So he's starting to string them together, which he didn't do last year. Get a piece. I talk about that often. Get a piece of the big-time offenses. Falcons are one of them. If you drafted Freeman as an RB1, you're loving this. If you picked up Coleman and you haven't been playing him, I understand and I'm with you. It's just it is frustrating when your running back that's in your lineup isn't producing, even though he gets more snaps, and Coleman's clearly behind Freeman, and yet Coleman's getting a touchdown a game. That's up to you, but he definitely has value. Julio Jones, playing like a wide receiver one. Mohamed Sanu, 2 weeks in a row, he looks clearly like the number two, like a number two wide receiver in Atlanta. With the way he's running routes and with his chemistry with Matt Ryan, if Sanu is available in your league and you have a spot, let's say you just want to dump a disappointing player or you have an injury, Sanu might be worth picking up. I don't know if this will continue, but from what I've seen through 2 weeks, yeah, there's enough to go on right now that Sanu is at least worth owning. Or if you're desperate once we get to the bye weeks to plug and play a wide receiver or play a flex. All right, the Broncos offense. Huge game for C.J. Anderson. Emmanuel Sanders producing, Demaryius Thomas producing. Those of you who took the plunge and went ahead and drafted Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, kind of knowing what you were getting into as it related to Trevor Siemian. Siemian's playing well. This is 2 weeks in a row where he's played the position well. Siemian is in two quarterback league conversation. I don't see why it wouldn't be at this point. But yeah, guys like C.J. Anderson, who were probably drafted more to be an RB2 or an RB3, more of a flex type player. That was a big game for him. He did more on one run than Ezekiel Elliott did all day, as the Broncos just totally dictated everything and outcoached the Dallas Cowboys in that Week 2 game. All right. I know I can't cover everything as it relates to your particular season-long league or as it relates to daily. I'm going to get more into daily stuff going here into week three, and we'll talk about that on the Friday podcast. But I want to obviously make sure a lot of you season-long owners are taken care of this early in the year. So any individual questions that you have as it relates to your season-long league or even on a daily play where you're looking for a bargain or you got this guy at this price or this guy at this price, any questions you have that are unique to you for season-long, your starting lineup, your roster, waivers, or DFS, email me. I had a number of owners email me this past week. I wrote every single one of them back. I'd love for them to tell you that. There's no way for me to do that on the podcast. One guy even said, wow, you're a man of your word. Yep, I am. Email me any individual questions. All right. Now, if you email me 5 minutes before kickoff tonight, I might miss it. But if you give me a little time to get back to you, I will get back to you. And I'm just offering you a second opinion. I wouldn't let you pick my lineup or make my roster adds and drops. I don't want to pick yours. We're just all exchanging information to try to have the best lineups and rosters possible. That's what we're doing here. You can email me your unique questions at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. All right, let me thank my sponsors again. Don't go anywhere. Hooters is the presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I think tonight I'm heading back to the Hillsboro location to see if the sweetheart Hooters calendar girl, Brooke, who waited on all of us when we did our fantasy football draft at the Hooters Hillsboro Avenue Tampa location. She waited on us. Nicolette was also wonderful that night. Might go there just to see the first half and grab some of those boneless wings, shaken in one of Hooters' signature sauces with a side of fries for only $9.99. That's an all-day, everyday deal as it relates to going boneless at Hooters. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983. Daily lunch specials is $6. I should probably go there right after I finish recording this podcast since it's late Monday morning. And remember, the Eagles Golf Club is back on board as the golf sponsor of the Monday podcast. The Eagles Golf Club is just a little north of Tampa Bay Downs, where I'm known to hang out and practice and shoot the you-know-what with my golf buddies over there at Tampa Bay Downs. The Eagles Golf Club, really nice people working over there. Even Brian Richter, the general manager, does a super job, even though I think deep down, Brian really just doesn't like me. It's okay, Brian. I respect that because you do a great job at the Eagles Golf Club. I just don't think Brian likes me. Courtney Fox does. Whitney does. Dwayne. Dwayne does really good work as it relates to the food and beverage. And that's why I'm hosting Todd Wright Tour 12, Todd Wright Tour XII. It will be a pro football themed golf tournament where you can actually pick games that day, and if you get games right, I'm going to knock strokes off your score. I'm already at limited foursomes and other single, twosome, threesome spots available for my tournament. No, it's not on sale to the public yet, but if you really want to get in on one of my golf tournaments and you listen to the podcast, just email me and I'll give you the information and let you buy in. I just haven't put it on sale for public sale. I'm trying to take care of all my regular players first before I go to public sale. But if you want in the next golf tournament at the Eagles Golf Club, you can email me and I'll tell you all about it. It's $70 per player. That's it. Two meals, tons of prizes, always a unique theme. We're playing the Forest Course at the Eagles Golf Club on October 22nd. And for those of you in the Tampa Bay area, no, I don't schedule a golf tournament against the Buccaneer home game. The Bucs are on the road that day. I believe they're against the Bills. And as a matter of fact, if you're a huge Bucs fan, you say, well, they're going to win that day. Well, then just pick them on your parlay card. And if you get your parlay right, it's going to help your overall team golf score. You can email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com for more information on my October 22nd Todd Wright Tour event. at the Eagles Golf Club. If you'd like to just get out to the Eagles Golf Club and play this week, yes, they are open. Golf courses are getting back in shape. I played in a golf tournament on Saturday with the West Chase Freebooters over in the direction of the Eagles Golf Club. A lot of work has been done on a lot of the area golf courses after Hurricane Irma, and most are back open. The Eagles Golf Club can be reached at 813-920-6681, 813-920-6681, 36 holes of championship golf, the Lakes Course, the Forest Course. It is semi-private in a gated community. I'm not a member either, and they make us feel at home when you play at the Eagles Golf Club. That does it for this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Remember, email me any questions unique to your season-long team or daily play to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Talk to you next time.